Sunday night, probably Shlomo Weisbart.
All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's all a different. Okay, my side. Let's do a quick recap what we learnt last time. What we learnt last time was a practical demonstration on Hobdollah. We can't do that game. But so basically, the idea was that a person fills up the case. There's a spillover, we said. Spills over. And that's a simon brach. It must be a simon brach if it spills over. You hold the case in your right hand. There was some in your left hand, and you start Havdalah. Then after Buri Prakof, after being a Buri Prakof, we said you transfer the kois from your right hand to your left hand because you're going to make b'somim, so you want to give chashivas to the b'somim, so you hold the b'somim in your right hand. That's what we said, as you do. And you make the bracha. It looks like you're still holding the kois. That's what we said, yeah? It looks like you're still holding the kois. We'll be tonight. And then the b'somim is smelt, and you pass it around to the rest of the people in the room. Yeah, if they can't smell it, if they've got a bad cold, let's say they can't smell it, they can't make the broch. They can try and smell it and see if you've got it, but you can't make the broch yourself. Then after the besomim, he puts the besomim down, looks at the nearest. So we said the maisa pastor also smash, he's holding the coast in his hand. So we said last time we speak about it as well. And you carry on, you finish the brocha, drink the kois. He said, Levi's ideally you should have a revius of the kois, because you want to make a brocha achrona. That's what we said last time. If someone missed out, Rebich's was some, Rebich's on there, for whatever reason it was, that one of the listeners, for example, just missed it. He didn't hear the brocha, so he can make it afterwards. It doesn't have to be in the Haftarah itself, it has to be in the night. But you can make it still afterwards, as long as it's still for Amal HaShachar. So I'm saying, if someone is, let's say, a long way away from the nearest, he wants to go near to the nearest, by the time he starts getting there, if you look at his hands, let's say the month has really started the next chelek, which is wrong. He shouldn't really do that, he should wait. Ideally, someone said this last time, it's true, he shouldn't really wait for everyone to finish off. But if he didn't, then you should, don't worry about it, don't worry about Mori Reish. And what do you call it? Remember, I was once walking on Purim morning, it's a shul, early in the morning, it must have been about 6:45 or so, and a woman stopped me and said, she's just been to hear Megillah by the very earliest time you could hear it. So she said she just came in after the Baal Korah had made the brochas. I mean, Megillah hadn't started yet, but the Baal Korah was in the middle of the brochas. So she thought that it's very important to make the brachas. So she said she made the brachas. The Baal Korah started the Megillah in the middle already. So she was listening to it. So she said, is that all right? I told her to ask another rabbi. It's not such an easy question, I must tell you, because really, even though women say they can do many things at once, but to concentrate on someone else's speaking, you're making a bracha, it's very hard to do. You can't really be Yotzei Shemeka in like that. So you can't really be Yotzer, the Baal Makri, the person reading the Megillah, while you're saying a bracha. That was a bracha, it's never ma'akev. The person knows every mitzvah, bracha is never ma'akev. It's a nice thing to do, Moshe, before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. But if a person didn't make a bracha on the mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. And therefore, really, what she should have done, what she should have forgotten, but left out the bracha, not worried about the brachas. And listen just to the about to the what do you call it?
All catch up.
Yeah, but that's very hard for me to do. Yeah, he's right. That's also a good eight. So what you could do is you could make the brachas yourself and then read the Megillah yourself a bit to catch up to the Baal Korah, go a bit ahead of him, whatever. Just so you, and then you can start with him. up to half the Megillah. All right, so to say by yourself from the Megillah. You could have done that, but to the right, I don't know what happened. Once the Megillah's read, you can't make a brachah to the pashas again. Yeah.
It's after
you've had the Megillah, you've done the Megillah. No, you can't do
Bracha.
After you've had the Megillah. What? You have to. Always before you make a Megillah. You always make a Bracha before you do a Mitzvah. You can't do it afterwards. Actually, I wanted to start off before I carry on today. I was in the shoot last week. I had two people speaking to each other. They asked a good kasha on last week's sedulous. So I wanted to start off with that I forgot. And that is, in this week's sedulous, it says, Pastor Aaron, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take part in Makkah's Dam, Svadeh, and Kiddin. Correct?
Aaron.
Yeah. And what's the reason? Why did he not take part, Moshe, in Dam, Svadeh, and Kiddin?
On the Sunday.
Because he had a Koras HaTorah, it says, yeah? A Koras HaTorah to the water. The water looked after him. He was in the basket over there. And the kinim also, the mice hit the earth. And the earth protected him from the tree. So he heard him ask a good question. That's funny. And last week, said in the Parsha Shavuos, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro, he took the water from the Yair, he poured it out in front of Paro, and it changed the dam.
It's a tiny bit of water.
What's the heading? How much water is? What? Yeah, it wasn't a maka, maybe. Yeah, it was a rutsim, could be. Yeah, I want to say, yeah, he hit the kasha. It's a kasha. Yeah, I can see you're not so interested.
I mean, I didn't quite catch it. He didn't do those
three matches. The dom side that Kinim didn't do. Why? Because he had a kasha to the water.
Correct.
And Kinim had a kasha to the earth. You do it. You do it. Don't, you shouldn't do it.
Right.
All of a sudden, in Pasha Shemois, the week before,
right.
Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro. I think it was Shemois. I'm not sure where it was. Shemois. In Shemois, Moshe Rabbeinu went on to Paro and he showed him a mouth is where it was, yeah? What did he do? He took some water from the oil, he dropped it in front of Paro. You know what happened? It changed the dam.
Not my foolish. It's a
good question, this one. Aaron didn't have it. Say, but Moshe Rabbeinu was more. Moshe Rabbeinu had more than well. Moshe Rabbeinu was extra. What? What? Well, this is not really part of the share. Take out the water you will be a shafakra, hire a bosha, boy, a man, don't be a bosha. Postuk test. Chat the dad at bottom. Ely didn't do it. Ely didn't, but why was he told to do it?
He hadn't done it yet.
But he was told to do it. If my parents believe it. Chat capital dalit posuk chav tet posuk test. But he was told to do it. If he didn't believe him.
Because you should tell Aaron to do it.
That's he right. Was told to do it. He said, "Tell Aaron to do it."
I said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell Aaron to take your matter and you should scratch it."
Well, don't ask me to give him the chumash in the morning. Don't. I hear people say, "Hey, all the stories in my head, yeah." But I tell you, the Rashi says, Rashi says, "Behold you," in that pasuk. Rashi says, "It was a special nest that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that take the water out." And only when it hits the ground will it turn into dung. So says Arachan, that's a very nice shot of Rashi, and he says, with that, it's answered this kashrut as well. He says, I want to add Tavrin, because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu is the host of half Kurz Tave. The test was it didn't happen directly. He took the water out, but only went onto the ground, only after it hit the ground it turned into dung. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really do anything.
Moshe didn't do this.
No, Aaron!
No.
Right, it was a mistake that question, I think. It was a mistake to ask that question there. Right, what are you saying?
If I held the candle, I think when I hold the candle, I want to put the candle into my holder. Do I need to hold it? My right hand? I said, Bracha, it's standing on my table.
I think it's a nice thing to hold the Chesed Shel Mitzvah. I think that's a nice thing to do. But I'm telling you, we're going to see tonight. Not tonight, because it's Besom tonight. But the Maestro is going to see that some people do leave on a table. Some don't hold it. The Maestro from the Shulchan Aruch must be should hold it. The reason why you hold it is when you do a mitzvah, you should hold it. So ideally, from the Shulchan Aruch must be should hold it. Someone holds it. I'm saying someone should hold it. The Maestro, that's what it should be. Yeah, lay your problem. Right, coming back to today, Paul. When coming to today, yeah. Now we're talking about the Brach of Besomim. Besomim, very interesting. Yeah, the Brach of Besomim. You should hold. Whatever you should hold. Whatever you do in the mitzvah, you should hold. Some people don't hold the Besomim. Some don't hold them. The Ner even on the table. It's better to hold. That's what we're talking about. It's better to hold the Besomim and the Ner, because when you're doing a chesed for the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that when you're doing the mitzvah, you should hold it in your hand. And when you're actually coming to the brach of the mitzvah, you should hold it in the right hand. An interesting halacha over here in Reis Sadi Zayin, Siv Dalet. This is about the Besomim. This is today's share. Reis Sadi Zayin, Siv Dalet. Nagu Levorich, the Chabad says like this. Nagu Levorich ala Hadas, Kolechet Eshel. The meaning is, he says, to make the brocha on Hadassim for Besomim. Where you can. Hadassim. Oh, very good, Moshe. Why Hadassim? Why is it Hadassim? Says the Machabah, that's why you do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Why Hadassim? Pirish the shel luluf. You should use the hadassim from your luluf. Says the Mechaber. Why? Kimmel is al b'ochal mitzvah. Since you used it, Moishi, for one mitzvah ready for Sukkos, la'avid bo mitzvah achriti. You should use it for another mitzvah. You should do it for another mitzvah as well. But yeah, but dafka b'shaim mitzvah, not during Sukkos itself, but on the rest of the year, a person should use hadassim from his luluf for besomim. Because since you've used it for a mitzvah once before, you should carry on. That's what Machaber says. The Ramah says, "For yes,
if it still smells,
yeah, it's quite right. It has to be. It still smells, obviously. Yeah. First of all, dust. I must say, lasts for a long time. It smells. Yes, Oymim, the aid of Borach al Adas Yovish. The Ramah says one should not make a brach on Adas Yovish. The aid of Mariah because it loses its smell. I thought Mr. Brutak explains it. Mr. Brutak explains the Machaber, and Ramah. Let's just find it here. Therefore, he carries on. The best, says the Ramah, is to put both. You put hadassim with the besomim, so you got both. You got both milers. You're making a brocha on the hadassim which we use for a mitzvah. Lulav. Oh, really? Very nice. Well, not the hadassim. They didn't use hadassim. Just the actual lulav holder, whatever. The lulav holder. Well, it's nice, yeah. I don't know. I've seen people using hadassim, actually. I must say, it's interesting. It's not very, I don't think it's a common mythic, I think, but it might say.
It's sure, because you get fresh hadassim. They put it lots of shabbos in the food.
Yeah, but that's not this voice. Here the voice is Avid Mitzvah. Here the voice is a Mitzvah from the Lulav. It's interesting. Here he's talking about a Mitzvah from the Lulav. Yeah. That's what he said. That's not a problem. So then the remark carries on. You should make it with the Besomim. That's what you should do. Meister, as we said, a pasuk of Shulchan Aruch is that one takes the hadas in his right hand and he makes the bracha. Now, I want to tell you this. An interest. That's what Shulchan Aruch from Shulchan Aruch, that when you make the bracha of the Besomim, you should be holding the hadas in your right hand.
Yeah.
And the kosher in the left hand. I just said that's the shittas of the Shulchan Aruch. The chen kos of hamodcha, the seid ha'yom, the rav yon oyv showed him. However, in the siddur ha'yavus, he writes she b'shas because of a song yitzin ha'kos b'smoylei puts the kosher in his left hand. That's like we said. Oy yanicha l'shulchan. Or he puts the kosher down the table. Some people, what means do this? They put the kosher down on the table, just holding the song itself. So now you've got the Besomim in your right hand, you make the bracha, and what do you call it? And then you pass it around. Now, Besomim on Motzei Shabbos is not a chiyuv gomor. It's a nice thing to do, it's a big inyan to do actually. But if someone hasn't got, he's not machoy to go running around for it.
For Besomim.
For Besomim. You're not machoy to go running around for it. Yeah? So if someone's stuck somewhere, someone's on holiday for example, and he's got no Besomim there, he's not machoy to go to the shop to go and buy some clothes or whatever, so we'll see what you can use for Besomim. In order to do it. So nice to do. I'm coming to that, yeah? camera. I'm climbing this. The Mavdil makes the bracha and passes it around to everyone else. And all the shomim, the people listening, should not answer Baruch Hu or Shemoyim's bracha. Because whenever you want to be Yosef bracha, you should not answer Baruch Hu or Shemoyim in the middle of bracha to him. You should just leave it and answer Amen. And of course, you should try and answer Amen to his bracha when he finishes. If you got them wrong, let's say a person didn't answer Baruch Hu or Shemoyim, or a person forgot to answer Amen, he still Yosef bracha actually. You still say Shemei Karin on a bracha, even though you didn't answer Amen. So now, you heard the bracha, and that's it. Now, this is interesting over here. What do you use for the song? So the halach is, on Matzah Shabbos, really, when you smell different food items, you make different brachas. For example, on nutmeg, a person makes the bracha, Asher Nosan Reach Tov Peiros. On Hadassim, you make Borei Atzei Rosomim. On dill weed and flowers, you make Borei Isrei Basamim. On clothes, you make Borei Minei Basamim.
Clothes.
And on oils with a nice smell, you make Borei Minei Basamim also. The mice of the halacha is, whatever you use on Matzah Shabbos, you make only Borei Minei Basamim. Interesting halacha, this, in order not to make confusions, Chazal will massacre one bracha for all. So you make whatever you're using, basically you could use anything really. For the Birchas HaReach, you could use anything you want. But you don't use the normal nuch like you would use. So for example, let's say someone took Hadassim only. Normally in the weekday you make Borei Atzei B'Somim Hadassim. On Matzah Shabbos, you make Borei Minei B'Somim. Of course, it's Mistama better to use that which is Taka Borei Minei B'Somim. But like I said, it's not a problem. Whatever you use, that is the halacha you make Borei Minei B'Somim. Now, shayla if someone hasn't got this. What happens if someone hasn't got something available? He's got other things available. Can he use other things, for example, he's got in his house? Now watch, let's say he's got in the cooking cupboard ginger. Or he's got perfume in the house. Or he's got a nice fruit.
It's not clear, broth on a perfume, so why are you making broth?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. On nice oils, on oils with a nice smell, you make them something.
Why
perfume? Why? Oh, I don't know. The shayla is that, can you make a Borei Minei B'Somim on something else? He hasn't got a normal thing that he uses. Can you make it on something else? There's an interesting halacha over here.
Has to be a genuine natural smell.
Oh, very good. So the mice, the first thing is has to be genuine natural. So talk about perfumes for itself. Perfumes are very dodgy nowadays. I think the fortune bring this over here. Let's have a look. We can find it. There's a brocha. Perfumes, a lot of them, I mean, the more expensive ones are probably real, but a lot of the cheaper makes are artificial. You can't make a broch on that. And even on the real ones, let's see if we can just find where it is here. Even on the real perfumes, I think Ramosha says one should not make a broch on perfumes. Even the real ones, one should not make a broch on. Here, because of a safer oil covered Shabbos, Hashem HaGod, Ramosha Feinstein, Ein Levorach al Boisim la Abdollah. He doesn't say why, Ramosha. Ramosha says that one should not make a broch on perfume. So I suppose it's very hard to work out which one is good, which one's natural, which one's not natural, and therefore one should not make that brocha. What about, Lamosha, let's say, for example, tavlinim in the kitchen? Spices. So, I haven't got so much time now, but Lamosha, there's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch, and that is if a person's got a food item which smells nice, you can make a broch on it. But there's a big machlokes about this. Some say it's only if you're doing it, mamish to smell it. Most food items are meant for eating, not meant for smelling.
Why?
That's what you do. A food item is meant to wash. A normal food item is meant to eat. It's not bought for smelling. So it's very problem. It's not so simple. So here, there's a brocha. I'm going to go a bit quick over here. He says, you can take spices from the kitchen, then kinomain, what's kinomain? Cinnamon. So he's makel that if you take an item which is meant to be for food, and you, what do you call it, you decide to smell it, you make a broch, you can also be yoked with that. However, others don't like it, actually. Huh? What? Sorry. Can I make a Borei B'Somim? Yeah, a food item, which is normally this broch over here, on Matzah Shabbos, you make Borei B'Somim, but he said you can take it. Others are very hard, there's daytime, it's very hard to know which food items nowadays you can make a broch on, because the main thing is for eating. And therefore, coffee, even though it's got a nice smell, but since it's mainly made for drinking. It's not made for smelling. So there's a big shayla. If you take it for the purpose of smelling, can you make a brach on it? So some say yes, some say not. So l'chayra, it should come out l'chayra. It's better to avoid it. One can.
The thing has been always, I think, from what I've seen, on lots of shops, on the
Pesach, yeah.
If you haven't got clothes, kosher Pesach available, you can use cinnamon.
Cinnamon, that's a spice, yeah. But that's a spice. But I'm not sure about coffee. First of all, coffee, you have to know what we're talking about. Coffee, let's be able to talk tomorrow. First of all, the coffee that we get in Nescafe, it's all been cooked up, and you've lost your original thing. If you're talking about a coffee bean that someone's got a nice smell, maybe that's better. That's your original smell of it. Maybe that's better. This you have to know about whether you can use it. All right, everybody, sir.
I've heard a lot of things that I've heard some confusion.